please. In our series of great plays, the National Broadcasting Company presents this afternoon one of the most delightful comedies ever produced on the American stage. This fantastic satire on big business is as true to life today as when it was first produced on Broadway in 1924. It is The Beggar on Horseback, the product of one of the most famous teams of playwright collaborators, George S. Kaufman and Mark Connelly. This radio production stars Alexander Kirkland and Gene Muir. Special music has been written by Tom Bennett and will be conducted by Joseph Stopak. Your enjoyment of the Great Plays series can be greatly enhanced by your obtaining a copy of The Listener's Aid, published through the cooperation of the University Press of Columbia University in New York. Listen at the end of this program to learn how you may obtain a copy of the Great Plays drama guide containing complete information about the series. Beggar on Horseback is a dream play. In fact, practically all of its action takes place in that land of fantasy to which we are magically transported on the wings of sleep. Our leading character is one Neil McRae, a struggling young composer, who in order to continue his work on his serious music, is doing orchestrations for a publisher of popular music. He is also teaching piano to a Miss Gladys Cady, daughter of a tycoon. In other words, a very rich man who has made a lot of money in big business. As our play opens, however, we find our characters very much wide awake and in the land of reality. As our curtain rises, we find Neil talking with Cynthia Mason, a lovely and most practical young lady who has a room just across the hall in the boarding house where Neil lives.
You have people coming to tea, Neil, remember?
Oh, good heavens, what time is it?
Nearly five. I suppose you have everything ready.
Why, yes, I've got it. At least I think... Oh, look, be a darling, Cynthia, and help me, will you?
Are you sure you have everything?
Well, I think so.
Do you remember when you last had any tea?
The other day.
You have three leaves left.
Four.
And did you know that your toast machine was burnt out?
Oh, yes, I forgot. Well, I'm sure there's some tea, though. I remember... Nope. I used the last of it early this morning. I'll run right out and get
some. Then you were up all night.
Well, not exactly.
You've been sitting up making orchestrations for that cheap little music publisher. Neil, it's like copying bad paintings. You must stop.
Well, I'll go out and get some tea.
No, I'll bring everything over from my place.
Good Lord, that again. That cabaret orchestra across the street. It begins at five every afternoon.
You are nervous, aren't you?
Huh? No, I just don't like that music.
How many Cadys are coming to tea, Neil?
All of them. Four.
Are they so terribly rich?
Lord, yes, millions.
Where did Mr. Cady make all his money?
Well, that's funny. I don't even know. Manufacture something. I had to ask them, Cynthia. For heaven's sake, stay and help out.
Oh, well, I'll stay a little while.
Try to get away.
Neil, how old is Gladys Cady?
Gladys? Oh, 22 or 23. I don't know. Why?
How soon will they be here?
Any minute, I guess. Why all the questions?
Oh, I just wondered. Hey, look, why don't you take one of those pills the doctor left before they come and another one later on?
Now, look, there's nothing the matter with me.
I know there isn't.
What do these do, make me sleep?
They'll quiet you.
But I don't dare go to sleep. In the first place, the Cadys are coming.
Have I got to scold you?
No.
Look at this portfolio. You didn't let them give you more to do.
Oh, well, hardly any. It's all right.
It isn't all right. Oh, I wouldn't mind if it were something decent. But it's perfectly sickening to think of your genius being choked to death in this way.
Look, darling, I'll work on the symphony soon, honestly.
Then make up for it by more hack work. I wish someone would subsidize you.
Well, that would be nice.
Here's some water. Take this pill.
Oh, all right. But there's nothing the matter with me. Would you believe that people actually enjoy that? Well, I've got one here that'll be next month's national anthem. There aren't any words to it yet, but it's going to be called Sweet Mama.
Don't, Neil. Play the second movement of your symphony.
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
You call it the second movement because there isn't any first. You understand this is just a movement. It's, course, I never have a pencil. Oh, thanks. It's just a sketch, not finished, you know.
Oh, but it's going to be, and soon.
There. I bet that's the Katie's.
Good heavens, I'll go get the tea things. I'll go the back way.
How are you, Mrs. Cady? Gladys?
After all these years.
Hello, Neil.
Well, well, Neil, my boy. Hello, Mr. Cady.
Hello there.
Oh, how are you, Homer?
Not so good.
Oh, Homer's had a good deal of trouble from time to time. Now, sit here, Homer, in this easy chair.
Oh, yes, of course. Sit down, everybody. I'm sorry I...
Oh, that's all right. We'll just settle ourselves. I wonder if I... Oh, are you all right, Homer?
Yes.
You mind if I use your phone, Neil? Hmm?
Oh, no, of course not, Mr. Cady.
Thanks. I left the office a little early.
Let me see. What have you heard from home, Neil?
Portland.
I brought you some candy for your tea, Neil.
Oh, thanks, Gladys.
Let me talk to Burgess.
Neil, you say you
Burgess?
Haven't heard anything
Any
from home?
From
why, it seems to me I heard something
Mother.
I heard
I'll
something
tell you what
about
to do.
Someone
now,
else
we
in your
to
family
send
moving
tracer.
Away
That's
from
right.
Livingston.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. If you don't hear by 6 o'clock, send a tracer. That's all. Well, much obliged, Neil. When I get a foot away from a telephone, I'm just lost.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're just patient. We're going to have some tea and things pretty soon now.
Match?
How's that?
Match.
Oh, yes. Right here, Mr. Cady.
See, Mama, isn't the room cute?
Oh, yes, indeed, Gladys.
There's the piano over there.
Oh, yes. Neil must play something for us.
Well, it's certainly very nice. We've been hearing quite a bit about you, Neil.
Is that so?
Yes, here you've become quite a musician since you went away from Livingston.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Gladys has been telling us so we thought we'd come and find out for ourselves. Gave up a golf game to do it, too. Play golf?
No, I don't.
Well, everybody ought to. Great exercise. Keeps a man fit for business. I'd make Homer do it if he wasn't so delicate.
Comfortable, Homer?
Here are the tea things, Neil.
Oh, Cynthia. I want you to meet Miss Mason. She's brought the tea things.
Oh, I see.
Mrs. Cady, and of course you know Gladys.
Yes.
How are you, Miss Cady?
And Mr. Cady.
How do you do?
And another Mr. Cady.
How do you do?
Miss Mason lives just across the hall.
Yes, so Gladys has told me. Are you a musician too, Miss Mason?
No, I'm not, Mrs. Cady.
Don't she make you think of Elizabeth Merkel, Fred?
Well, I see what you mean.
She don't me.
Of course, Elizabeth's dark, but there's something about the shape of the face. You know the Merkels, Neil. Mr. Merkel had the skating rink.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth was a little girl when I knew her.
Well, she's 22 or 3 now. 23, isn't she, Fred?
Well, thereabouts. Yes.
Lizzie Merkel's crazy. She's going to marry Lou Carmichael.
Oh, did Grandma say when it was to be?
No, I don't think they know themselves. Oh, you knew Lou, didn't you, Neil?
Did they live over on Pine Street?
Why, yes, I think they did.
No, they didn't.
Hush up, Homer, they did. They lived next door to Dr. Endicott.
They did not. They've always lived on Mead Avenue.
Well, I guess I ought to know. Didn't I go and meet a sister once? Remember that tall girl, Mama?
They're crazy.
Oh, Lou used to take Gladys to dances a lot.
He was a wonderful dancer.
He was with the telephone company.
Charlie Ferris nearly beat him up.
Remember when he and Charlie Ferris were crazy about Gladys? Oh, this girl's had more boys crazy about her, Neil.
Oh, I never cared for either of them.
You never let them think so.
Homer.
Well, tea, Homer?
No, thanks. Tea always sits on me.
Oh, say, Neil, I hear your Uncle James is dead. Leave you anything?
Oh, no, Mr. Caddy. Uncle James never had anything.
Oh, too bad. He was a fine man. Everybody was sorry when he moved to Boston.
Oh, he was nice. We used to sing together in Sunday school when we were children.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You sang in the choir, didn't you, Mrs. Cady?
Yeah.
Mom still sings when she lets herself go.
We call her Gally Kirchy.
Oh, they're always joking me about my voice. But I do love the old hymns. Your father was a good singer, too, Neil.
Well, I guess he was a better lawyer.
Yes, everybody had a great deal of respect for John McRae.
Oh, he was a beautiful character.
He'd give his money away to everybody. Afraid he never made very much, though. Lawyers don't, as a rule. Neil, did you know that when I was a young man, I studied law right in the same office with your father?
No, did you?
Yes, sir. Had it all figured out to be a judge. Judge Cady. Till I found out what was the most a judge could make. No, thanks. I'm not much of a tea drinker. Yes.
Oh, Neil, candy. Oh, all the Cadys eat candy.
And now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, Cynthia, you're not going.
I'm afraid I must.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I hope we meet again.
Well, I just ran in for a moment to be sort of temporary hostess.
Goodbye, Miss Mason.
Goodbye.
She is like Elizabeth.
Yes, how are things generally, Neil? Making a lot of money out of your music?
Well, no. With music, you don't make a great deal of money.
Oh, now, I don't know about that. It's just like any other business. Maybe you're not giving them what they want.
Oh, I guess Neil's doing his best, aren't you, Neil?
Well, I've got to in my business. Of course, I don't claim to know anything about music, but I think I represent about the average viewpoint. Now, what I like is a good, lively tune. Something with a little snap to it. I understand it, though. You sort of go in for highbrow music,
Well, it isn't exactly that, Mr. Cady.
Well, there's no money in it. You know what happened to your father?
Had to scrape all his life.
A young fella's got to look out for his future, I claim. Got to save up a little money.
Yes, sir.
In some business, Mr. Cady, me.
Yes. Now, take my business, for example. We've always got an opening for a bright young fella.
You mean me in your business?
Well, I just mentioned that, for example.
Well, I'm afraid I wouldn't be much good in business, Mr. Cady.
Oh, of course you'd be good, Neil.
Well, I did work in an office once, and I guess I wasn't very...
Oh, now that's all right. You'd learn. You see, the idea is you'd be making money. Someday you'd maybe have a nice interest in the firm. It ain't as though you couldn't write a little music now and then in your spare time, and, well, we'd be sort of all together.
Just like one big family.
Oh, they're playing the Frog's Party. Come on and dance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gladys, but I don't dance.